We've been doing Orchos Sadikim for Musar Seder for all the summers that I've been in Keli. So I think this is my eighth summer in Keli. So we just pick up where we left off last summer, even though I realize it's a totally new group of guys. So I just don't want to start Orchos Sadikim from the beginning every time. So we're starting from Shar HaChamisha Asar, the 15th Shar of Orchos Sadikim, and that is the Shar HaZrizos. So Zrizos, you know, something that most of us who learn classical Musar Svarim have probably learned a lot about, because you don't have to get very far in Mesilas Yesharim to learn about Zrizos, and everyone always starts, few finish, but a lot of people start Mesilas Yesharim, but it takes the Orchos Sadikim until the 15th Shar to get to the Shar HaZrizos. There are reasons for that, meaning there are reasons for the order that he chooses as well. It's not as obvious as the reasons as you have in Mesilas Yesharim. You know, his first Shar in Orchos Sadikim is the Shar HaGaiva, and that's the first Shar because Gaiva is the gateway Midah to all of the other bad Midos. It's a Midah that is that is the Avi Avos HaTuma of all Midos Ra'os. And he's also working on developing midos and developing a personality, a Torah personality, through the use of these midos. For those who've never learned Orchos Sadikim before, the basic structure of the Sefer is that every two prakim is, or every two sha'arim, is a midah and its opposite, right? You have Shar HaGaiva followed by Shar HaAnava. And it works that way a lot, you know, that you have one and the opposite, or, you know, even if it's not one and the opposite, it's interesting, he has Shar HaSimcha followed by Shar HaBitachon, which is, the truth is, Bitachon is followed by Ka'as, no, by Charata, okay, so it is interesting that he doesn't have. We're not going to go through the whole idea of the Sefer, but the basic idea of the Sefer is that he focuses on one midah at a time, and in that way it's very easy to relate to, because you could zero in on that midah as you're going through that midah. And he also, the other characteristic of the Sefer is that he shows you that there's no such thing as a bad midah, that every midah, or a good midah, meaning every midah, whether it's normally good or normally bad, also has a flip side. There's also a way to use that midah, even gaiva, which is the avi avos hatumah, it's the worst midah in the world. But gaiva doesn't only mean arrogance, it also means pride. And when a person has pride in his Judaism, then lo seguru mipnayish, he's not going to be worried that people are making fun of him, right? At the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Ramah says, he can't worry that people are going to say things about you, that if you're so frum, that why is this person acting in a way that's so frum? You can't be afraid of these things. You have to be prideful in your avodas Hashem, and that you're taking the right path when you are serving Hashem. So there is a place for gaiva. Yeah, it's a shmina shabashminis. It's a very small amount of gaiva, and people typically who aim for the shmina shabashminis tend to overshoot. They tend to end up with more than the eighth of an eighth of gaiva. Yeah. Ah, so this that it's a. An easy question to ask, a hard question to answer. You look at the introduction; they give you the theories. But we're going to pick up. If you have a newer version, it's probably not the introduction that he wrote. So usually in the other editions, it will give different possibilities. Whatever it is, this is an old Musar Sefer. So let's start with the Shar HaZrizos. Shar HaChamisha Asar. So Shar HaChamisha Asar is Zrizos. So he writes, HaZrizos hi midah gedola l'Torah l'mitzvos. Zrizos is a very important midah for Torah mitzvos. V'gam le'inyan takonos olam hazeh. V'him midah, and also to be able to be productive in this world. A person needs to have a sense of Zrizos, meaning that people who are not Zaris tend to stall and delay, and they never really get anything done if they don't have the midah of Zrizos. V'imidah tzadikim la'avodas habaris barach. But tzadikim use the midah of Zrizos for avodas Hashem, meaning there are people that are very Zaris to do a lot of things, but it's not avodas Hashem. Tzadikim use their Zrizos for avodas Hashem. And again, that's part of the discussion, that every single mitzvah, every single midah, rather, has a positive side and a negative side. Even even those midos that are most often associated as negative midos, like we said, gaiva, there's a positive way to do it as well. You know, the Balatanya writes that there's a difference between a tzaddik gomer and a tzaddik sheino gomer. You don't need the Balatanya for that. The Gemara tells us that. The Gemara asks, why is it sometimes tzaddik v'ralo and sometimes tzaddik v'tovlo? And the Gemara says, either we don't know, or it's tzaddik gomer, tzaddik sheino gomer. That a tzaddik gomer is tzaddik v'tovlo, a tzaddik sheino gomer is tzaddik v'ralo. The Baal HaTanya's chiddush is in how to read that Gemara, right? So the way we normally read that Gemara is you read it and you say, oh, if a person is a really big tzaddik, then only good things happen to him. And if he's not such a big tzaddik, then bad things happen to him as well. So Baal HaTanya reads it a little differently. The Baal HaTanya points out that there's this constant milchama going on inside of a person where the positive side, the positive attributes, the nefesh ha-sichlus and the nefesh ha-bahamis are constantly fighting each other, and they're fighting for superiority. And when a person has completely been kovesh, the ra within him, not kovesh, when a person has completely flipped the ra within him to good, he's even turned the ra into tov, that's a tzaddik gomer. Whereas a person who just has made the ra so tiny, he squashed the ra into a corner where it's so tiny that it's batel be'elef in the tov that's within him, that's a tzaddik sheino gomer, because he still has the ra, it's just that the ra doesn't have any capacity to do anything because it's so tiny within him. So the Baal HaTanya points out that a tzaddik gomer is someone who uses those kochos that used to be ra, but he's now flipped them for tov. So he's now able to use those kochos that used to be ra, and he's able to use them for the tov. That he's able to use those kochos for the tov. He says that's the difference between the Baal HaTanya doesn't say this, but others point out that's the difference between Avraham Avinu and David HaMelech. That the Yerushalmi in Sota like this. That the Yerushalmi says that Avraham Avinu serves Hashem with a double base, b'shnei yitzrucha, with the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. What do you mean you serve Hashem with the Yetzer Hara? It means that he took the kochos of the Yetzer Hara and he turned them into Tov. Whereas David HaMelech, libi chalal b'kirbi. That libi, with only one base, because he's only serving the Ribbono Shel Olam with the Yetzer Tov. And he's kovesh the Ra. That's what the Mishnah says. Ezu chacham alomin mikol adam. So that refers also, Chazal tells us, to the Yetzer Hara, that he even learns from the Yetzer Hara. That's a tzaddik gomer. That a tzaddik gomer is able to learn from the Yetzer Hara. Ezu gibor, what's a gibor? Hakovish is Yitzhar. Kovish is Yitzhar means you squash down the Yetzer. It's there. It's still there, but it's so tiny, it's so squashed. That's a tzaddik she'eno gamur. So he says tzaddik v'ra lo versus tzaddik v'tov lo doesn't mean that good things happen to a tzaddik versus bad things happen to a tzaddik. It says Baal HaTanya, tzaddik v'ra lo means a tzaddik that still has some ra, but it's low, it's his. He's in control of his ra, but it's still there. It's just that he's the master over his ra. Tzaddik v'tovlo is a tzaddik that is that's all tov. Everything he has is tov because he managed to be mishapech. He managed to flip the ra into tov. That's the difference between a tzaddik gomer and a tzaddik she'eno gomer. That's what the Baal HaTanya writes. But the idea is that you find all over the place that a person can take a yetzer hara and use it for the good. That even that which is normally defined as a bad midah or as a yetzer hara could be used for the good. So zrizus is one of these midos that we often associate with the positive, and it should be associated with the positive. But just like you could use the ra for the good, there's also a rasha v'tovlo and rasha v'ralo. There's also a rasha gomer and a rasha sheino gomer. Right? The Baal HaTanya writes that there are five types of people. There's tzaddik gomer, tzaddik sheino gomer, beinoni, which is his favorite. The beinoni, it's not what you think it is, but it's whatever. There's a rasha gomer, rasha sheino gomer, and a rasha gomer. But anyway, so says the Orcha Sadikim over here. Va'amur Rabbi Seinu Zichronim Levracha. The Gemara tells us in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, Zrizin Makdimah LeMitzvos, that a person should be zariz in doing mitzvos as early as he can. Avram Avinu had to do the akedah. What does he do? Vayashkim Avram Boker. He wakes up early in the morning. I mean, that's an understatement. It was difficult for him to shecht his only son that he waited so long for. Difficult. I mean, difficult. That it must have been, that's the greatest nisayon a person could possibly face. Also, ratzon abari yisal bizrizul slashkeba boker. Normally, when a person knows that they have to do something, but they don't want to do it, they naturally procrastinate. That's what people do, right? You know, you have to make a phone call, you have to call somebody to say something unpleasant or whatever to do. You know, you don't want to do it, so you wait till the last possible moment to do it. This is something that every fiber in Avram's being should have said, don't do, that he doesn't want to do this. He knows he has to. He knows that the Ribbon Shalom told him to do it. He doesn't really have a choice in the matter. But to run to do it, that shows a certain sense of ahava, that a person has so much love for the Ribbono Shel Olam that he's running to do it, even though it's unpleasant for him personally. Absent a tzivoy Hashem, it would be the last thing on earth he would ever do. But once you introduce a tzivoy Hashem, once you introduce a ratzon Hashem, then it becomes the first thing he wants to do. It becomes the top of his list. It becomes his highest priority. He says, you know what zrizus is? Zrizus does not just mean that you run. It's not like the physical running. It's not the physical getting up early. Zrizus is the singular focus, the obsession with one thing and one thing only. And when that becomes your only thing, so then of course you're always going to run. You know, we've all met people that have like this one thing that they obsess about, you know, that whether it's healthy or not, right? Sometimes that they become a meshugal adavar echad, that become, you know, that becomes like their obsession. Someone just emailed me today that they were listening to yesterday's Tamin Halach Hashir about shaving the night before the 3 weeks. And he said, you know, the halacha is that if you were chavish b'beis ha'asurim and then you were let go during Avelus, so you know you can shave because you couldn't shave before. So he said that he had a problem because he was growing a playoff beard for the Islanders. He's an Islanders fan, so he was growing so he hasn't shaved since Shavuos. So but now the Islanders lost Game 7, right? I think right. So that whenever it was, he couldn't shave. I don't know what happened. He couldn't. I don't know when the game 7 was, whatever. But Lemaisa, now he needs to shave on Matzoy Shabbos because he was so he said taka a good shayla. Now, why does a person who listens to shiurim do things like this, right? Why does a person who's a ben Torah do that? Because he become a meshugal adavar echad. So in America, it's sports. That's the thing. That's the mishagas that people have, that they become obsessed with sports. I remember when Rabbi Razan Shlita made Aliyah. He was telling me the difference between raising children in Israel and raising children in America is that the shtuyot that they have in Israel are holy shtuyot. Right? The shtuyot that they have in America are just their shtuyot, they're mamish shtus. Like sports is just mamish shtus. But you know, it's like it's tiulim, it's to go, you know, it's to see this part of the land. Okay, those are the shtuyot, are holy shtuyot. So, but a person has becomes obsessed with something, that becomes his thing. So what does he do? Someone like that, he's going to go to every Islander game. He's going to be on top of everything. I mean, the guy did reassure me that he doesn't leave the TV on over Shabbos and Yontif, and he doesn't do any of that shtick. But you know, like we tend to obsess over things like this. That there was nothing else in his heart at that time. The Ava for his child disappeared at that time. Because he became a meshugal davar echad, that he's only doing that one thing. That was his only focus. And that's how he got the zrizus. Zrizus is not a physical activity. Zrizus is a mindset. And then the raglei melichos osi. Right? David HaMelech says that I end up, my feet just carry me to the Beis Medrash. David HaMelech says, why do his feet carry him to the Beis Medrash? Because that's what he's focused on. That's where his mind is. A lot of times when we try to improve on certain behaviors or certain attitudes or certain we try to improve as Jews, we often look at very surface results and not at underlying causes. And this is a good example, you know, personal thing. I have to be more zaris, so I decide that I'm going to jump out of bed when the alarm clock rings. Instead of, I had a roommate like that in yeshiva, that the alarm clock rang, and he jumped out of bed. It was, it was crazy. Like, I don't even know how one could physically do that. He went from a lying position, straight jumping, and he landed on, so I said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm a zrizus, you know, I'm a skaber kari. So that's not what it means. What it means is that you should be in a mindset where that happens naturally, not where you that you have to work on the mindset. Now, obviously, achar pulos nimshachos halavavos. A lot of times, you behave a certain way and you fake it till you make it, and that's also a strategy. But it's not only the outward thing. It's the real zrizus is when it becomes an inward obsession and a focus. Alkei nishpalo akadosh baruch hu lizkor akeda. That's why Hashem swears to Avram that he's always going to remember the Akedah. Why is the Akedah such a great zuchus that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that we're token b'shofar shalayil to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember the zuchus of the Akedah? Well, lots of people did lots of mitzvos. Ki yesh ben adam osav or oav odavar kashul ma'od v'libo nok falasos. Because a lot of times people do difficult things, but it's difficult for them to do it. Meaning they do difficult things for people that they love, but it's really hard. You know, I'm such a tzaddik, there's only one piece of cake left, and I'll give it up to the other fellow. But it's difficult for me to give it up because I really want it. But the zrizus was not just an external zrizus; it was an internal zrizus that Avram Avinu managed to make his ratzon so attuned to the ratzon Hashem that everything else didn't matter at that moment. They became completely connected and attuned to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki kol kavanasam ha'isul ha'farsim yichud ha'bori yisparach ba'olam. Their entire life's mission, their entire life's goal was to be mefarsim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yichud, the oneness of Hashem in this world. Oneness of Hashem also, by the way, means a lot more than we often think of it when we're taught about, you know, Hashem is one. It doesn't just mean that there happens to only be one God. You look at the Rambam Hilchos Deos, how he describes what oneness of Hashem means. It's much more than that. It's completely singular and unified. But they were trying to teach this philosophy of Yichud HaBor Yisparach, and that was their life's mission, Avraham and Yitzchak. U'liyashir b'nei Adam la'avaso, and to bring people to Avas Hashem. And at the time that they did with Ava, Avodas Hashem Yisalu Mitzvosav, the Avodas Hashem, and to do the Mitzvos Hashem, Nisbatel Koach Kufam. Everything else became batel. Whatever desires they had, whatever wants they had, whatever taivas they had, just became batel, because they became a meshugal davrecha. They became totally focused on that singular goal. V'nistabka daitam ba'avas habore yisparach yotzer olam l'chein asu shneyem bizrizos. And that's why we find that Avram and Yitzchak both acted with bizrizos, meaning both going to the Akedah. Yitzchak was also, he knew what he was going for at some point, and he went in with even more bizrizos as soon as he found out what he was going for, because the ability to serve Hashem was what we're here for. It's what his whole life was about. So of what value is life if he's not going to use every last breath that he has to be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam and set an example of what it means to have Avodas Hashem? So it's unbelievable. You know, you normally think Ezu Gibar Akovish Es Yitzro is the highest Madrega. That you take a Yitzhar Hara and you say, I'm not going to listen to the Yitzhar, I'm going to overpower the Yitzhar, like right at your Nekudas HaBechira. But maybe even a higher Madrega is to shift the Nekudas HaBechira to the point where it doesn't even become Bechira anymore. Right? Rav Das was Nekudas HaBechira. It doesn't even become a point of Bechira for you anymore. It becomes something that's just natural that you want to do, because that's what you're singularly focused on. That's what your life's goal and life's mission is. It takes a lot more work than, you know, being covetous. It's always hard enough. It takes a lot more work to get to the point where a person is so singularly focused that all of his desires, all of his taivos, all of his, and I'm not talking about taivos like for a good steak. I mean, taivos for relationships and for family and for a child and for all these things that are very holy and very good and things that normally are very helpful in the life of Avodas Hashem, that all of that is ka'efes. It's nothing in when held up against Avodas Hashem. That Avodas Hashem becomes, you know, to paraphrase, who was it, Vince Lombardi, right? That what was it? Winning isn't the best thing, it's the only thing. Isn't everything, it's the only thing, right? So that Avodas Hashem is the only thing. There's nothing else there. It's not that you're Kovesh or Yetzer. Kovesh Yetzer is one Madrega. It's that you've been Mehapech Yetzer. That now it's everything is pointing toward a sense of Avodas Hashem. Okay, we'll stop there for today.